Okay, broskies, it's time for another one. Today, broskies, we will be talking about... what is it? It's Peter Pan!
You're just going to start with a different accent each. I feel like you've done this before already. Yeah, I think you did. I think you have. Peter Pan 2, Return to Neverland, and Lady and the Tramp 2, Scamp Something Adventure.
You're thinking of Patch? No, but it's London Adventure.
But I think it's the same thing. I think it's Something Adventure.
Scamp's Adventure?
Scamp Something Adventure. I'll look it up.
It is Scamp's Adventure.
Just Scamp's Adventure?
It's Scamp's Adventure.
Not Scamp Something Adventure?
No, it's Scamp's Adventure. Scampy's in this movie, boys.
Which one are we talking about first? Peter Pan? Because that one.
Wow, this is so haphazardly done. Which one are we talking about first?
Which one are we gonna do first?
What are we doing first?
We liked more later, because.
We're talking in the order that we watched them.
Was Peter Pan.
Let's talk about Peter Pan.
Okay. Return to Neverland.
Okay, listen. They're in the middle of World War II. It's sad.
Bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm starting with. They're in the middle of World War II.
This movie starts with the London bombing. All right. Like, no joke. Like, this movie starts off, and me and my roommate and Amanda are all just like, is this just the start of Lion, the Witch,
and the... Am I the roommate or am I Amanda?
No, you're the roommate. You're the roommate. No, you're not. You're Amanda. Look, it starts off...
Our other roommate's name is also Amanda.
It starts off like Lion...
So it's me, my roommate, and Amanda, but they're both Amanda. But they're both Amanda. That's why I asked, roommate or am I Amanda?
That's not what I call her.
I'm Amanda.
Yes.
I am the host of this podcast, Amanda. The co-host.
Me, Amanda, and Amanda. Other Amanda. Which one is it? You'll never know. Are like, is this movie just... Narnia? Because it starts off like Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, which, if you'll recall, if you've seen that movie...
Is it in war times?
It's during World War II, and they get shipped off to the countryside, and that's where they find Narnia. The wardrobe.
Narnia.
Which then leads to Narnia. Narnia is in the wardrobe, but the wardrobe is in this mansion where they get shipped off after their house gets, like, bombed or whatever.
Fun.
Yeah.
So that's the kids, interesting.
So it's the same. So it's Narnia, basically. And the kids are going to go and...
They look like they're in the same place, though.
It is. It's the same house, I think.
So where were they shipped off to if they end up in the same place?
Well, no, but they end up somewhere else at the end. All right. They're supposed to get shipped off, and all this movie takes place the night before they get shipped off. Yeah. So the movie ends, and... It's like this happy ending, and then they get shipped off because they're still at war. But their dad comes home.
Yeah, their dad came back.
But
anyways.
Yeah, so their dad gets... All right, so Wendy is an adult now, right? Wendy's married, and she has children named Jane and Daniel.
Yes.
Jane is the main character of the movie.
Yes.
Right?
She has an awful haircut.
She is the worst haircut ever.
She just has the... Oh, it's so bad.
I was constantly distracted by the terrible haircut.
It's
so bad.
It's a backward mullet, and it bothers me.
Yeah, so, like, the back of her hair is just, like, not there. Like, for some reason, it's, like, halfway up her head. They chopped everything off in the back, and they gave her bangs in the front, and, like, whatever.
Yeah, but bangs are cute.
Okay,
whatever. You don't like bangs.
I don't like bangs. But bangs, everybody likes bangs. But, like, the back of her head.
The front of her hair looks nice, and sometimes people can pull off of, like, shorter in the back and longer in the front.
Sure.
But they give her, like, a weird peak in the back, and then, like, it's like they bust off the bottom half, but then the upper half, they just left it.
Yeah, it's really bad.
It's so bad.
It's super distracting. The whole movie, I'm trying to, like, watch it, and I'm like, okay, this is just terrible.
It's even worse than Peter Pan's receding hairline.
Look, Peter Pan's receding hairline hasn't gotten any worse in this movie, but it's still there.
It hasn't gotten any better,
right? It's still pretty bad. So, yeah, that was super distracting. Jane is the main
character. Anyways, yeah. Let's start from the beginning. So Wendy has kids, Daniel and Miss Jane, and she tells them the stories of Peter Pan. But guess what? Jane has been forced to grow up.
Jane is
a mature, small woman.
She's just Wendy in this movie.
No, she's the reverse of Wendy.
No, they're the same.
She's the reverse of Wendy. What do you mean? The whole point of Wendy at the beginning of the original Peter Pan is that she doesn't want to leave the nursery. She wants to still be a kid. And they're like, oh, tomorrow you're going to leave the nursery. You have to grow up. And she's like, no, I don't want to do that. So that's why she goes with Peter Pan.
Okay.
But then while taking care of the kids, she realizes, like, fuck this. I just want to be a grown-up.
Fair.
Y'all are annoying as shit.
Okay.
Jade is the complete opposite. Sure. Jade is a mature young woman.
Yeah, she's
like... And they teach her to, like... I guess they teach her. We'll get into that. But she learns to just, you know, have fun like a kid should.
She's listening...
Even though she lives in the middle of a war.
She's listening to,
like... How much fun can she actually have? I don't know, but,
she's listening to, like, messages, like, at the beginning of the movie that, like, the allies are shipping to her home. She's a grown
Jade
girl,
is 40 inside.
And she's like 10 years old, but she's also like an adult. So, yeah, I guess you're right. The roles are reversed in
this
movie.
The roles are very much reversed.
I would say that they still are, because obviously she's, you know, Wendy's kid. They're like the same, like the kids, the Lost Boys and Peter Pan treat her the same,
pretty much.
So that's what I meant by that.
Peter Pan flirts with both of them the same.
Peter Pan flirts with both of them, and then he flirts with adult Wendy at the end,
fucking
too.
Creepy.
It's something. It's something, I'll tell you that.
It's creepy. That's what it is. It's creepy as shit.
But yeah.
Motherfucker's still 13, and he's flirting with the mom and the daughter. Damn, Peter Pan can get it.
He's 13, but he's... Yeah, you need to stop with that line of thinking.
He can.
He is 13, but he's also like 1,000 years old. I was thinking about this while I was watching the movie, and I was thinking, how old is this motherfucker? Like, is he just like thousands of years old? Like, how long has he been 13?
Yeah, he is. He is 1,001.
Yeah, 1,001. Pretty safe guess, I think. But... Yeah, so Jane...
So, yeah. Jane is like, she's a grown-up. She's like, I don't want to believe in Peter Pan, that dipshit. Because her brother's like, oh, mom, tell me more stories about Peter Pan. Also, she never mentions her brothers. Where did Michael and John end up?
Michael and John, probably.
Also living
in London, probably.
Also shipped off to the war. Well, who knows?
Yeah, they're probably fighting in the war. Probably.
They're probably in the war. But she tells them stories, but Jane's like, fuck off, that's not real, that's bullshit. And then, hook.
Yeah, Captain Hook comes back, is what you were trying to say, with that hook, whatever that was. Yes, Captain Hook comes back with this nice CGI flying pirate ship and goes to capture... who he thinks is Wendy.
But it's Jane
because, you know, they look the same.
Plot twist.
Right?
They don't.
They look the same.
They don't. Wendy had a better haircut.
They look, well, that's true.
I guess that's what war does to you. You just get an awful haircut.
Well, it was also in the complete dark, so you can't blame Hook for not knowing. Like,
yeah,
he went to the same house, and he doesn't know that kids grow up.
When you're in a bomb shelter, you know, you can't really cut
hair. He doesn't know that kids grow up, okay? So Hook just thinks that Wendy's the same age, right?
Exactly.
So he goes and kidnaps Wendy, quote-unquote. You can't see I'm doing the like, bunny ear things.
The quote things. Air quotes?
Yeah, the air quotes.
That's what it's called. Air quotes.
Yes, those
Good
things.
Job.
And he kidnaps Jane and takes her back to Neverland and uses her as bait to lure in Peter Pan. And also, another thing I'll say about this movie, they replaced the crocodile for some reason.
Oh, I'm so upset about that. They have an octopus now.
So upset.
Screw the octopus. The crocodile was so much funnier.
The octopus is trying to be what the crocodile is. Like, he even has the TikTok thing, but there's no reason for him to have that.
Yeah, he does it awfully.
Yeah.
But anyways, Jane gets there and she's like, where am I? And then Peter Pan shows up and he's like, oh, right, Wendy, I'll rescue you. But then he realizes, he's like, you're not Wendy. Wendy was nice. You're kind of a bitch, Jane. And Jane's like, fuck off. I just want to go back home.
Which, fair enough. Like, she got kidnapped against her will. She's trying to get back, Castaway style. Just building a raft. Did you see Castaway? You know,
yeah,
Castaway.
Yeah.
Building a raft, and then it immediately goes to shit. Her British naval vessel sinks. Because she has, like, a...
Yeah, she has a British...
She has a
flag.
What is the name of the UK flag? It's, like, a Union Jack. Union Jack. Her flag.
Flags have names.
Yeah, the name of the UK flag
What's
is the
name of the American flag.
Well, there is okay, but the British one is famous for being called the Union Jack.
Huh.
Right, and it collapses into the ocean.
The more you know.
Yes, I'm teaching Amanda everything she knows.
And I'm teaching you about good
about
movies.
Disney movies. it sinks instantly, and she can't get back because she doesn't believe that she can fly.
Yeah.
And so the pixie dust doesn't do anything. Which, I'll say, I had no
idea.
She
didn't have pixie dust.
Well, but they give her the pixie dust and
yeah,
she can't
fly anyway.
Yeah,
Peter Pan's like, I can, yeah. So, yeah, so it sinks, and then Peter Pan's like, hey, I can, I'll just, like, the only way to get out of here is to fly.
Yeah.
So I'll just, like teach you how to fly, and then you can get out. So then Tinkerbell comes, she dusts her with pixie dust, and she just falls to her death. But not really, because
no,
it's a Disney
she doesn't movie. Die. She didn't. She
but Jane just falls, and Peter Pan's like, "What? How did you do that?" It's because she doesn't believe she can fly. And then they play with her notebook, and someone eats the notebook.
Yes.
So that's when she storms up, and she's like, "I don't believe in fairies." But anyways, Riley, you were saying that you didn't remember that was one of
no,
them.
I didn't remember that in order to fly that you had to believe that you were able to fly. I don't think they mentioned that once.
They do.
I don't think so. I don't
yes,
think they
it's
do.
It's fate, trust, and a little pixie
but
dust.
But do they say that in the first movie?
Yes!
Okay, so
it's
missed
fate,
it.
Trust, and a little pixie dust.
Well, but they didn't have any problem with that in this movie. And even the dog is like...
They say it when they're giving all of them the pixie dust in the first movie. And okay. That's why they sing the whole song of, you can fly, you can fly.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah,
I didn't remember that. Oh, sorry, I don't remember every freaking detail from every
Please.
Movie that we
that's
watched.
That's like one of those important details.
One of the details.
Yeah,
I didn't
it's one of the most important details I have to remember.
All right.
It's fate, trust, and pixie dust.
So she can't fly. She can't fly. And also, another thing, apparently, Tinkerbell will, like, die if you don't believe in her. It's just like.
Bullshit.
It's just like Elf, right?
Jack Frost.
Well, I was going to say Elf. But...
I'm going to say Jack Frost.
Well, okay, but I'll compare it to Elf. Like, you know how the sleigh is powered by Christmas spirit and all that shit? That's what it is, right? It's Christmas spirit.
Well, you know how Jack Frost is this imagine like just the same as Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy. They all get to be alive because kids believe in them.
Yeah, exactly.
But the since you know the kids that don't believe in them, the more that kids don't believe in them, they will disappear.
Yeah,
and that's you know that's what happens in the movie.
That's what happens.
But then
in
the
Tinkerbell.
One kid believes in Jack Frost, so he's able to come back.
Yeah, I
but that's why
that.
No one ever sees Jack Frost because he's not. No one believes in him.
Not
Everyone's like
Christmas spirit.
Exactly. No, because you have to believe in Jack Frost. Jack Frost is real. He's real.
Wow, you just saved him. He was about to die and
yeah.
saved Jack Frost.
I did it.
You did it.
Yay.
But it's the same thing as Elf and Jack Frost.
Not all heroes wear capes. All
right. It's the same thing as Jack. I'm not a hero, but am I a hero? Yes.
Yes.
But I don't know, something about The Office. But yeah, it's just like the Elf movie and Jack Frost. It's
Rise of the Guardians.
You gotta believe in Tinkerbell, otherwise she will die.
Which again, bullshit. I'll keep saying it over and over again. None of these Tinkerbell traits are traits that we get to know in the Tinkerbell movies. What is this alternate universe bullshit?
Continuity errors. Oh no, Disney, what you doing, man?
No,
what's
Disney,
going on?
No.
But regardless of whatever happens in the Tinkerbell movies, she slowly begins, like, her light starts to fade out, right?
Oh,
because
no.
Jane doesn't believe.
Well, she's kind of a bitch.
Jane, all right.
No, I'm
just...
saying Tinkerbell's
oh.
kind of a bitch.
Yeah, I was like, all right, relax, it's a kid.
No.
But yeah,
Tinkerbell's kind of a bitch.
Just like the last movie. She's just jealous.
Yeah, Tinkerbell has no character development. She's just, well...
Not really.
She has a little bit of character development. Like, she likes Jane at the end, and Wendy.
Yeah, but that's because they're not interested in Peter.
In Peter, yeah, because Wendy grew up, and Jane's like, yeah, I don't give a shit. Well, actually, we don't know. Jane and Peter flirted quite a lot.
I think Peter is pushing himself on her too much, to be honest. I don't think Jane...
Peter
had any...
pushes himself on
everybody
too much.
So, Peter, just stick with one person, all right? You don't need to be flirting with everybody, all right?
He literally... Okay.
Especially if it's a child.
Because remember at the beginning when Jane was flying, like, Peter Pan was holding Jane and flying with her, but,
yes.
like, she wasn't flying yet, and she was like, oh, why is Tinkerbell so mad? And he was like, oh, she's jealous.
Yeah.
Like, all the girls act like that around me. I'm like, sir, Look at yourself.
He knows, even though he's ugly as fuck.
Get a goddamn mirror and look at yourself.
Figure it out, man.
The buck teeth did look a little bit better.
The buck teeth are less buck.
Bucky?
Bucky. He does still have elf ears and a receding hairline.
I'll get past the elf ears. He is an elf, apparently.
But the receding hairline.
But the receding hairline
is,
man,
too much.
He just doesn't. He's not attractive. Well, but he's the only man of that age.
And besides all of the physical traits, he's just the same in every movie. He doesn't change or grow at all.
There are moments. Here's something that I noticed in this movie, that there are moments where, like, Peter Pan seems like he has some sort of character development.
Yeah.
Where, like, he cares a little bit about Jane and helping her get there. Or, like, he cares about Tinkerbell. But no, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. It's all for personal gain. He does not give a shit about, like, them. There's not a selfless bone in that man's body. He does not give a shit. He only cares about Tinkerbell, because if Tinkerbell dies, then, he can't fly anymore.
He's not going to be able to fly, He can't manipulate this fairy anymore.
Yeah, so. Because literally he gets such a kick out of her being jealous of everyone else. Because it's like, yeah, she'll just stay around me. She adores me. There's no way that I could ever lose Tinkerbell. She just loves me so much.
Yeah, so really, Captain Hook is doing the world a favor.
Right? Golf, by trying to
murder a child.
But yeah, there were glimpses of him. There were glimpses of him kind of getting, like, you know, character development. But no. No.
Nothing.
Not even close. Fuck.
No, Peter's the worst.
But yeah. Now that you mentioned Captain Hook, let's talk about Captain Hook. I hated him in this movie. He's not funny. He's not. He's so much. They did him dirty.
I think
in the first movie, he was so much a way better character than he was in the second movie.
I think in the second movie, he does, like, way less. He's not as funny or as good a villain.
He's not as iconic
as he is in the first one.
It's just a lot of, like, slapstick humor.
It's a lot of slapstick, which most Disney movies are.
Most Disney movies are, but you have to find the difference in, like, the line between, because in the first movie he was just a funny person. The things that he said and he did were funny. But in this movie, what they tried to pass for comedy was just slapstick. It was just him being, like, hit and pulled, and it was just
It just all revolved around
when he was, like, a really funny character in the beginning.
In the first movie, his relationship with Smee, and then just, like,
Him himself.
Just, like, way better than it was in this movie.
Yeah, his relationship with Smee, non-existent.
Smee is not in the movie that much. Only whenever Captain Hook just yells Smee.
Smee!
Right, and that's the only time he's ever there. In the first movie, it's like, they have so much to do.
Yeah.
There's that whole scene where he's, like, with Smee, planning out the demise of Peter. Like,
when
none
Smee's
of that happens.
Like, cutting his beard, like, shaving,
yeah, shaving
his
him. Yeah, it's great. And none of that happens in
we
this
We see
movie.
All that chemistry between them. And we need to see chemistry between characters.
Exactly.
Because, like, I don't want slapstick for that
and
shit.
And I like, and a little bit of slapstick is okay, but as long, it's gotta be mixed in with something else.
Exactly.
Like, there's nothing
but
slapstick.
Because, like, there was
slapstick.
Definitely slapstick in the first one.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They were definitely doing some slapstick comedy.
Everything
but
with the crocodile is slapstick.
Exactly. But they just, like, didn't. They also gave him a funny enough personality.
Yeah.
But not in this one.
No.
In this one, he's just, I hate him.
Yeah.
I don't like him in this one.
Just,
they did him so dirty.
He's just not as good in this movie. He's a Captain Hook, but just not as funny or as evil as he was in the first movie, which is why we all came to know and love him. But he is a shell of his former self.
Shell of a man.
Yeah, shell of a man. They didn't include any Indians in this movie, which I'd say was a plus, to be honest. Good job not including.
Good to see, not being racist.
Super racist song. Yeah. But, that's good. The mermaids are in it for, like, a second. They try to kill Jane?
Try to throw water on her. She looks ugly.
Yeah, uglier than she already is, or
whoa.
I don't know. I'm just that
she
haircut,
has a pretty,
man.
She has a pretty,
just that haircut, dude.
Whoa, she has a pretty face.
Look, I'm not saying she's not pretty.
She was bald.
I'm saying that she's just balding, okay? And she's got to figure that
Jane
out. Yeah, got to get rid of that hair, dude.
Jane's not balding.
She's gotta fix that hair, dude.
That's Peter Pan. You're confusing the characters, buddy.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Peter Pan's the balding one.
But the Lost Boys and Peter Pan do the same thing. They try to get Jane to be their mom, just like they try to get Wendy to be their mom.
Okay, Peter Pan just drops Jane in the Lost Boy trunk, and he's just like, well, this is your new mom, and she's going to read you stories. And Jane Minnie is like, what the fuck? Without, I never agreed to
without
this.
Any prior discussion. What is he's this? Just like, she's going to be our new
she's
mom.
She's like, no.
And she's like, no, I just want
to
leave. Because
that's all women are worth for. Just exactly. Being mother figures to the men.
Exactly.
To the boys.
So actually, it's perfect. It makes total sense in the movie.
But then, yeah, she just absolutely hates it. She leaves, she hates all of it, and then Captain Hook finds her, tricks her into, like, making her think that the treasure that Peter Pan has is his, and tricks her into, like, finding the treasure. So she goes back to Peter Pan to, like, you know, be friends with him and yes. trick him into showing her where the treasure is. She can go back, because Hook promised her that he would take her back to London.
Yeah.
So she finds them. And then they're like, we're gonna make you the first lost girl.
And then there's this horrible song.
It's awful. It's so bad. It's an awful song. But they have this one song where they just basically just roll in the mud and then hang from a tree. And then suddenly, after this one song, Jane's like, you know what? Never mind.
She has a total change of heart for some reason.
Which is like, what? All it took was a song? To, like, make you change every single view you've had this entire movie. You've been the grown-up. You've been the, I don't want to be here. I just want to go back to my family. I want to go back to London. I don't like any of you guys. You're all pretentious and annoying. And suddenly, it took one awful song for her to be like, JK, I want to be the first lost girl. Look at me go.
As someone who is kind of like, was Jane growing up, like, super, you know, uptight and everything like that, one song and one little like trip into the mud and the hanging in the trees or whatever, that's not gonna make you change your mind like completely. And it's not like she's even doing it to like trick them either, like she totally, because even
yeah she like fully she actually finds, just likes being with them and it's yeah, like what
she finds the treasure and then she has the whistle that Hook gives her to like let them know when where the treasure is.
Yeah, and she just throws it
and
away.
She throws it away because she has a change of heart or whatever. What is going
bullshit.
On, Jane? What happened?
Like, Jane, what is this?
You like the mud that much? Like, I would not be happy at all, dude. I'd be pissed off, but I don't know. She just changed
it's
her mind.
So dumb. And that's, like, the big moment for Jane, where she realizes, like, oh, maybe I don't have to be a grown-up all the time.
Yeah.
It's so stupid. Those kids are the ones that are going to make you change?
Yeah.
Please. They're all annoying as hell.
And look, we get that that's the whole idea of this
and
movie.
And also, they wear skins of animals.
Exactly. And that's the whole idea of the movie, is to, like, you know, be a kid or whatever, or, like, you know, not just be so uptight.
Not
like
for
Jane
the
is.
First one.
Well, no, not in the first one, but the second one, that's the idea.
Which is so weird, because I feel like old Disney would be the type of Disney to be like, be a kid. And then, like, newer Disney would be the one to be like, be a grown-up. But then they switched
it
up. The first one, it's like, be a grown-up. And then the newer one, it's like, no, be a kid. That's the lesson you gotta learn from this.
I think the idea is to have a healthy balance but of both being a kid. And, you know, taking responsibilities and stuff.
Peter Pan's not the best one to teach you that.
Peter Pan is not going to teach your kid any of that.
Wendy's the only one that has done it. Because, you know, she's a grown-up, but she still keeps that, like, child heart.
Yeah, exactly. She still believes in Peter Pan and all this stuff.
I don't know why people like Peter Pan.
I just remember it better, like, as a kid.
Yeah?
I don't know. It's just, I don't know. Whatever.
It's just, it's so...
Yeah, and then Hook kidnaps Peter and the Lost Boys, and they go to a ship,
and
he betrays Jane.
And then Jane's like,
Jane goes to rescue.
I can fly.
Yeah, Jane goes to rescue Tinkerbell, who at this point has perished. Her light is completely gone out. She's like passed out in
Tinkerbell
her little,
dies okay?
in her little
Tinkerbell's
tree
dead.
In the room, and so she's like dead. And also, and then she and Jane lays out Tinkerbell on the bed. And I'll have another thing to say.
She pulls a tangle.
She pulls a tangle, brings her back to life. But another thing that
with
I'll say
tear.
Is that Jane has like four moments in the movie where she just breaks down and cries. like, and I remember this watching it.
She's a kid living under the pressure of World War II.
She's under a lot of pressure. And she just breaks down like three times in the movie. Three separate times.
Sometimes she just needs to let it out.
She does. And I'm glad that she does. Because holding it in is not good.
Sometimes she just needs to let it out.
I just wanted
but
to point
that
out.
For someone
that,
first of all, she screamed. Let's talk about this. Because she says, I don't believe in fairies. And that's when Tinkerbell starts feeling bad. Now, she has seen Tinkerbell flying, like, literally on her face. And she has given her the fairy dust. So she knows that the fairy dust is real. Does she really believe that fairies do not exist? Or does she just say that to be petty?
I think
it's the second
one. I don't think it's either. I think she thinks she's dreaming. Because she says that early on, and... Yeah.
She almost got knocked out by a cannon. But I don't think she thinks she's dreaming anymore.
We're led to believe that she believes that she's dreaming.
I don't think so. I think she...
She says that early in the movie,
too. Yeah, I know. But I think at this point, she's fully aware that she's in this world. And she's like, I don't believe... Because she's trying to get out of it. Why not try to wake herself up? Anyways, she says Tinkerbell is not real, which I think is just a petty thing. So, do the words just count? Because I feel like you'd actually have to believe that she's not real for it to harm Tinkerbell. But I don't think she actually believes it. She sees Tinkerbell right there. She knows Tinkerbell is real. She's like, yeah, this is a fairy and she's in front of me. So she's real. But she just says it to be petty. And somehow that harms Tinkerbell.
Look, I don't know why...
I feel like she'd have to actually believe that she's fake.
Yeah, but we don't really know, like, what constitutes believing, right? Is seeing believing? Apparently not, because she sees Tinkerbell the whole movie.
But again, I'm saying that she's not... When she says that she doesn't believe in Tinkerbell, I don't think she means that. I think she's just saying it to be petty and to, like,
I don't know. Probably, I guess. She's just mad that her notebook got eaten. I guess, like... That's fair, I guess, but, like, don't take it out on Tink. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, man? She just got... Well, I think she does that because, you know, Tinkerbell had just given her the dust, and then she jumped, and she just crashed.
So and she's Tinkerbell like... does try to murder her in the movie, too.
Tinkerbell tries to murder any woman that gets close to Peter Pan.
But she, like, doesn't intend to catch her, either. Like, she knocks her out of Peter's hands, she starts tumbling,
she
crashing to the ground.
She can't catch her!
No, but, she didn't, like... even attempt to, like, give her pixie dust or anything. She just, like,
Wait. There's a point in the movie, because you said Tinkerbell doesn't try to catch her, and I was like, Tinkerbell can't catch her, because, you know, the fairy dust, what it does is, it gives you the ability, but you have to believe that you can't. That's a lie. Because at the end of the movie, we see that she lifts up the whole octopus with her fairy dust. The octopus doesn't believe he can fly. So she can use her fairy dust to lift things up, yet how come when it's on a person, they don't just immediately start flying, but they have to, like, there's the extra step of, like, you have to believe you can fly to be able to fly. What?
Exactly. More continuity errors, Disney. Figure it out, man. Don't make another Peter Pan movie, but figure it out. Figure out your continuity errors.
Because also I'm thinking from the Tinkerbell movies, and you definitely see her using the pixie dust to make just shit levitate. You know, when she needs to move something, she just kind of dusts it with pixie dust, and it's like, it just starts flying. So how come when it's on a human, they just have to believe? There's, like, the extra step rather than the pixie dust just doing its job as
well,
it should. Well,
but then otherwise, Jane would have just been able to get back. There would have been no... It would have been, like, a 15-minute movie.
Well, figure out a better fucking plot, Disney.
Well...
Because clearly, I cracked your plot. It's full of plot holes, Disney. Your plot's full of holes, bitch.
Just like the ship at the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
The raft. With the Union Jack at the beginning of the movie. it's full of holes. It sinks. Just like your plot.
Just like your plot.
Yeah.
So. But, no. It's just... That upset me when we were watching it. But overall, I think Jane's a better character than Wendy.
I guess you could make that argument. I don't know.
Jane is... She just has more personality than Wendy.
I would agree that she has more personality than Wendy.
If there's something that Disney has done in the sequels, which came out, like, you know, decades after, it's that at least they give their characters more personality.
Yeah, I mean, that's the bare minimum, right? To, like, give their characters, traits and, you know...
You are
make
correct,
them more fun,
sir.
Other than just these, like, blank things on screen that you... Root for,
like,
because...
when we talked about Cinderella 2 and 3, even Cinderella 2, which was awful, it at least gave some of them more personality. Cinderella 3 did it better, but it at least gave them personality. Like, we knew so much more about Anastasia from Cinderella 2.
Yes, exactly. So, bare minimum, Peter Pan gets it done. Otherwise, it's pretty bae. It's pretty bad.
I was excited. Our roommate kept saying that, oh wow, Peter Pan Returned to Neverland. I want to watch it with you guys. It's so good.
She was so excited.
No, I was mad at her. I was angry at her.
I was not angry. I was just disappointed. I was disappointed.
I'm just disappointed.
Let down is really how I felt.
The words, yes.
Just terrible. So I'm going to give Peter Pan 2 Return to Neverland a 3 out of 10. It's really, really bad. It's worse than the first one, I think, to be honest.
It is. It is.
Which is crazy, because the first one is not good either. I think I gave the first one like a 4, and it's not.
The Hook.
Yeah, but Hook is all the numbers in the first one. Hook is all 4.
Isn't Smee like 1?
So, okay. Hook is 3, Smee is 1.
Okay.
But okay, in this movie, they're not in the movie that much.
You should be writing down your ratings, just so you can look back at them and be like, I gave this movie this.
I did.
Listen back to the podcast and write them down, buddy.
I did. I have the ratings. Let me pull them up real quick.
Let us know what your official ratings were. Don't confuse
me. I gave it a 4.
Okay.
Peter Pan is a 4. Yeah, that's it. Now, Peter Pan Lost in Return to Neverland, it's a 3. Amanda?
A 2. A 2 for Peter Pan 2 and for World War 2.
For World War 2, give it a 2.
It's Peter Pan 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Peter Pan 2, Electric Boogaloo, and World War 2.
Yep.
Return to Neverland.
Return to the War.
Yeah, two. Exactly. So,
because as you know, it's I guess in a way World War II was World War I Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah, pretty much. They didn't even call it World War II. They didn't even call World War I World War I because they didn't know there was gonna be another one.
Exactly. Right?
So they had to call it World War II Electric Boogaloo, the full title. That's what all the historians don't tell you about World War II, is the Electric Boogaloo part. they don't tell you about that. They just say World War II.
They're just trying to make it so serious.
Yeah, it's just serious, you know, and lame, all right?
Homicide.
But the way that you remember genocide. It, the way that you remember it.
With the whole genocide thing, they want to make it seem serious, but they don't tell us that. And at the time, it was just Electric Boogaloo.
Electric Boogaloo.
They're like, dude, you're going off to the Electric Boogaloo? Cool.
There you go. You learn something new every day. World War II, Electric
Boogaloo. This is not only a film review podcast, this is a history
It's
podcast.
Educational. You're learning so much about the war. And we got Lady and the Tramp 2, also Electric Boogaloo, by the way. Also Electric Boogaloo.
This
no,
is the
it's,
Electric Boogaloo series.
It's Scamp's Adventure.
Every time that we watch a sequel, it's electric just Electric Boogaloo. Boogaloo.
I think that's fair. Electric Boogaloo. Scamp's Electric Boogaloo.
Okay. Yeah, Lady and the Tramp 2, Electric Boogaloo, Scamp's Adventure.
Yeah, fair.
Let's talk about it, Riley. Tell us your thoughts, my man.
So,
tell us what you thought about this movie, my man.
Expectations were not very high for this movie.
Because
after,
the first one was awful.
Because the first one was bad.
Awful.
Straight up terrible,
just,
right?
Why'd you do that? Why would you do that?
This one is better. It's better than the first one.
Tell us more.
I mean, what is there to say about
it's
this
better?
Movie? It's better. It's... Okay, so Scamp, right? Scamp is the only male puppy, I think. Pupper that Tramp and Lady have. And he's this annoying little shit. Okay, I want to tell you about Scamp, right? He's this little bitch who is complaining about living in luxury. All he does is sit around all day and eat food. He's like, when he's complaining to like the characters later, he's like, all we have to eat everything in our bowls. And then the other characters that are these junkyard dogs or whatever, they like live out in the alleys or whatever. He's just like, yeah,
in
well,
the junkyard.
Yeah, in the junkyard.
In the junkyard.
And they're like, yeah, well, I don't know if I get food today, so.
Yeah,
just
they're like, stop complaining, you little
he's like,
shit.
Stop complaining, you little fucking piece of shit. You are so annoying.
He's like, I want to be out and I want to be a dog because that's what dogs are supposed to do.
Exactly.
I'm like, no, shut the fuck up.
He sings this whole song about I want to be free or whatever and it's just shut up.
No more
shut
fences.
Shut up, you little fucking bitch. All right?
No more fences.
No more fences, which I think is the one song in this movie.
No,
well, okay, fair
there's
enough.
There's many
okay, there's
songs.
There's one, the one that I remember the most, let's say.
Oh, wait, songs.
But the Buster
the
one.
The song choice in Peter Pan, Return to Neverland, Electric Boogaloo, whatever, awful. all the songs were just the worst. They were so out of place. They were sung in this, like to early 2000s, like, pop voice person, woman, that kept singing all the songs. And they did not go with the theme of the movie at all. And they were just all the worst. They were so bad. Riley, agree?
Yeah.
Yeah, the music was awful. At least in... At least in Scamp's Adventure and the Lady and the Tramp 2, at least the songs, like, went with the, you know, with the atmosphere of the movie. But in Peter Pan one, oh, they were awful. They're so bad. They're the worst. Anyway, songs.
Yeah, so Scamp's Adventure has some good ones.
Almost made me forget about Scamp's that.
Whose fault is it?
Almost made
me
forget about it.
I reminded you of anything. But the Fences song, you've got the Junkyard Dog song, right? There's a few good ones.
They're just trying... Remember, this movie was made in, like, the early 2000s. So they're just trying to, like, live off of the whole...
Success of the golden age.
Yeah, they're trying to keep going, keep doing that. But they lost a lot of famous composers, so they can't. So they just make whatever they can, which is not too good. And also, they're remaking awful movies. Like, Lady and the Tramp wasn't a good movie to begin with, because it just, the plot was just so faulty. And they were like, yeah, that's the movie that we should make a second part to. That's the one. That's the one right there. That one that no one liked when it came out. Yeah, let's make a second one of that.
Yeah.
So, they already have a faulty, you know, structure.
Like, the base that they're, you know, making this movie on is not...
Yeah.
A very sturdy one, let's say.
Yeah.
You know, off the back of Lady and the Tramp, you'd only go up, honestly. But,
well,
I mean, it is better.
It is better.
So.
I will agree with that statement.
It's better.
My name is Amanda, and I agree with that statement.
But I hate Scamp. He's the worst. Despite
Scamp
the fact that this movie
so
is
annoying.
Better than the first one, Scamp is this annoying little shit. That's all I can say.
And he sounds old.
And he's supposed to be like a child. And he sounds like an adult, because he was voiced by an adult.
But the adult didn't try to make it sound like a child.
But the adult didn't try. And also, there's some takes where the dog is barking, and it sounds like the dog. And then there's some takes where it's clearly just the voice actor being like, burr, 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 the whole time. It's very weird. It's not fluid at all. Like, you just stick with one or the other.
Yeah.
Like, if you're gonna commit to one, commit to the voice acting. Like, don't. You should just use the dog.
Yeah,
but
the real dog.
The real dog. But if you're gonna commit to the voice acting dog thing barking, then you gotta just commit
you
fully.
You just gotta do it. You just gotta go for it.
Because it takes me out of the movie.
It's just,
I mean, you know.
That's like, it's just a big thing that I was like, nuh-uh.
Yeah, exactly.
But Scamp, yeah, he's a little shit. He just wants to escape. He just wants to live out and free in the wild like dogs should. Quote unquote, dogs should.
Yeah, dogs.
But then his dad's like, no, dumb bitch.
Yeah,
you're living the good life. And his dad, as we know, Tramp, he used to live out in the junkyard.
Yes.
He used to live out in the streets. So he knows about that more than Scamp does. But Scamp, somehow, he's singing a song. And then he
gets out of the chain.
He gets out of the chain somehow.
Somehow. He's chained up to a doghouse.
Definitely don't see the math in there.
And then,
but...
at the end of the Fences song, he just breaks out somehow.
Breaks out, escapes, because while he's chained up, he sees this gang of junkyard dogs trying to, like, you know, outrun and outsmart the dog catcher. And he sees this one little puppy girl, and she looks cute, and he's like, damn, she kind of cute though. So he just wants to go be with them, that specific group of junkyard dogs. So he escapes, he goes with them, he finds the girl. She's fine. She's a fine character.
I think he is interested in her, and Angel is
Angel,
the name of the character. But I think that he's more interested just in becoming a junkyard dog.
Yeah, for sure he is.
So
you think? He
does,
showed us that he is.
He does that, right? And then
he rats her out at one point.
He rats her out. He becomes a junkyard dog after a couple of tests.
So,
like,
yeah, he gets to the junkyard where Angel and all the other dogs, and he meets, what's his name?
Buster?
Buster.
Buster, the lead dog?
He meets Buster, the lead dog.
Top dog.
Yeah, the top dog that keeps calling Angel, that's what you're my girl. And she's like, I'm not your girl.
And he just ignores her. he just doesn't care.
Yeah, he's just like, women. Being women.
Exactly.
But he sings a whole song about how cool it is to be a junkyard dog and scampy scamp. He's like, yeah, I want to be here. But then Buster's like, okay, we'll give you some tests. And then they give them tests, and the tests are boring. So let's just skip past them.
Well, I was going to say about the first test, he has to steal this bone or something.
It was a can of something.
Okay, an empty can of food. From this, like, mangy bear. Bulldog.
It was a bear.
Bear thing.
It was a
and the
bear.
Noises.
I know it's supposed to be a dog, but it's a bear.
But also the noises from this awful animal are just terrifying.
It's
I don't know what it was. It was not a dog. Like, I don't know what got in the booth.
It sounded like an 89-year-old man having a heart attack.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. It was terrifying.
It was just, I can't even do it. I can't. I'm not built for that.
But that's the only thing that you could say about the tests, right? Is that dog, just don't mess with
that
dog.
I don't remember the other tests. That's the only test that I remember.
I don't know.
But then, yeah, he does that, and Buster's like, okay, cool. And then him and Angel, actually, no. There's a moment before that when Buster's talking about, you know, the baddest junkyard dog that ever existed, Tramp. And they all start talking about Tramp, you know, Scamp's dad.
And Scamp's dad.
And they all start talking about Tramp and how he was, like, the sickest dog ever. And him and Buster, Tramp's problem was Buster's problem, and Buster's problem was Tramp's problem, and they were like besties, they were like close, and they like ran this like gang of dogs, but then Tramp left him all for, you know, a pretty little lady.
He broke the bro code
just to be with lady, and that's when Scamp realizes, like, shit, that's literally like my parents, like, uh-oh. But Buster, the leader of the gang, doesn't really like my parents, so I'm not gonna say they're my parents, even though, like, everyone respects them. And then, like, Buster's like, you're not related to them, are you? Because if you were, I'd honestly, like, kind of kill you. And then...
just kind of kill you. He's not gonna fully kill you. Just kind of.
And then Scamp's like, no, absolutely not. But then Scamp and Angel go out into the city. We basically have the first movie, although they are singing a song during the scene. Then Scamp and Angel, they go out into the city. They eat some spaghetti.
They remake the scene.
They remake the scene with the spaghetti. First movie. But it is funny that, like, instead of making it all cute and they're like both like on their ends of the spaghetti string. Instead of doing that, what is that? Sucking on the spaghetti string? I don't know what it means.
Slurping the spaghetti.
Yeah. Instead of doing that, they just all kind of like rabid dog type eat it. Anyway.
Yeah, which was funny.
It was funny how they like diverted our expectations, you know? So, yeah, they kind of, I guess, fall in love. I don't know. It's okay. Here's something that bothered me. Buster, the Great Dane, he is a Great Dane, and he sounds old. Now, Buster, the Great Dane, keeps calling Angel his girl, you know, in a flirty way. He definitely has some, you know, sexual romantic feelings towards Angel. He wants to make her his girl. Now, Angel and Scamp flirt, and they end up together. They flirt all the time, but Scamp is supposed to be, like, a child. He's a puppy. He's supposed to be a child. What the fuck is the age dynamic between these two dogs? Because Buster's a full-grown dog, but Scamp is a child, but they're both interested in the same Angel. So how much older than Scamp is Angel, and how much younger than Buster is Angel? What is happening here?
Look, man, I couldn't tell you, dude. I couldn't tell you.
Is this, you know, pedophilia or grooming? What is happening?
Probably both, you know.
Probably a little bit of both.
A little bit of both.
Probably a little bit of both, and it's creepy. Because his angel, oh, it's not okay.
It's not good, right?
It's not good.
Not good, right? So, yeah, I didn't think about that.
I guess if Angel is young, then Buster's doing both pedophilia and grooming.
Yeah.
But I meant grooming. Grooming was the side of, like, Angel being older
than Scamp.
Scamp, but still, like, a child.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
So, like, you know, like, Angel's, like, 17. Scamp is, like, 13? in human years. Yeah, Scamp is, like, 13. Angel's 17. And Buster's, like,
46. He's, like, really old. Because he's been around since Tramp was not even with Lady.
Yeah, and so Tramp is, like, a 40-year-old man.
Yeah, and Tramp is, like, an old man. Well, he's not an old man.
He's a dad.
He's, like, a 40, maybe, like, 30, 40, like,
late
30s. Like,
let's say the late 30s.
Late 30s, early 40s, something like that.
Yeah, so definitely Buster's old, Angel's in the middle,
and Tramp is old. Tramp is old enough that, like, when he tries to go rescue Scamp, he's like, oh, my bones don't work like they used to.
Oh, I gotta use muscles that I haven't used in a long time. I
haven't used them. And then let's, like, how long has he been out of the field, right? Like,
yeah, he has 4 kids.
Yeah, he's got a lot of kids, man. So
he's been fucking.
He's probably, all right, so he's probably pretty old, right? So... yeah, we gotta assume that Buster is just as old. So
anyways, bad stuff Scamp happening. And Angel go away and they start flirting. But then I don't remember how, but Buster figured the two of them are walking on, like, the nice little neighborhood, and that's when Angel realizes, like, oh shit, like, Scamp is Tramp's son. And she realizes that he lived in a good house, and she's like, how dare you be such a little bitch and, like, try to get away from this? Which, you know, she's in her full right to say
that. Calls him out, man. Deserves.
She's like, how fucking dare you? I wish I could live there. And Skim's like, ew, you wish you could be in a house? Pussy. Anyways. So then they get back.
Yeah, so that's fair. Yeah.
That's what he says. He's like, oh, you're such a so pussy bitch.
That's verbatim.
Yeah.
That happens in the Disney movie.
But so they get back to the junkyard dogs. And so Buster figures it out somehow. And there's his last test, because it's 4th of July. And the Tramp family, the lady and the Tramp family, are celebrating 4th of July at Lucca Park, having a cute little picnic. And Buster realizes, and of course Tramp is there, so he's like, hey, Scamp, go steal the chicken from that family, and that will be your last test. And Scamp's like, okay.
And he does it.
And he does
it. Tramp just steals the chicken
from
his family.
He does it, he steals the chicken, but then of course Tramp realizes, like, oh, the shit, that's my son right here.
And he's stealing our chicken.
And he's stealing our chicken. So he runs after Scamp, and then he, like, blocks him off in front of the door, and he's like, son, come back home. And Buster's like, no, stay with me. No more rules. You can be with us. That's your last test. You can be a junkyard dog now. And Scamp's like, yeah, fuck you, Dad. I'll be a junkyard dog. And then Buster gets rid of his, like, license, necklace, collar.
Yeah, his collar and his
diploma.
License. Yeah, his diploma.
They also have called it a diploma in this movie. In the last movie, they called it a license. Now they're calling it a diploma.
They call it a license in this movie, too.
No, they don't.
They did.
No, they don't.
They do.
No, they don't.
They do.
No, they don't.
Okay.
Anyway, so he breaks off his... he breaks off his collar, and Tramp is like, whatever, I'll let you figure it out on your own. You'll probably come back home because you're not that stupid. And then they get to the junkyard, and that's when shit goes down. He throws Angel under the bus because Angel's complaining about something. I don't know what she's complaining about, but she's complaining about something. And then Scamp's like, well, fuck you. You don't even want to be here. You want to be a house pet. And then Buster's like, ha, you want to be a house pet? Ah, pussy. They all call her a pussy. I don't know what Disney was on, but that's not appropriate language for children.
Yeah, I don't know. It kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah, it just kind of came out of nowhere. Both Scamp, a 13-year-old, and Buster, a 37-year-old, called this, like, 17-year-old a pussy to her face. And so, yeah, she goes away, and then Buster, like, betrays Scamp. He's like, fuck off.
Yeah, Scamp gets caught by the
and then that's when Scamp, like, catcher. Walks. Scamp goes from the junkyard, and then the dog catcher, because he doesn't have a collar now, He gets catched by the dog catcher, and Angel sees that happen. So she goes and she tells...
She tells Tramp and Lady. And Tramp.
Which, another thing... Okay, everyone... Well, not everyone, but most people who have a mom and a dad, you know, always... Well, not always, but most of the time...
Yeah, stop assuming.
Yeah, you can't make assumptions. Most of the time, for anyone who has a mother, most of the... like, a mother and a father, most of the time, the mother is going to be the one that, you know, gives a shit most about you. Like, mothers have much more, like, protective instincts more often than not.
And I would say that they definitely show the nurturing side of...
Lady does not give a shit about Lady Scampina. Lady is
not... Well...
No, Lady's not faced. Lady does not give a shit. And his sisters also don't care. They're like, oh, he left? Well, okay, well, fair. Leave him out.
He's a little piece of shit.
He is, but, like, Lady does not bat an eye. Lady... It's just, like... This is Scamps and Tramps movie. Like, Tramp cares about Scamp, and he tries to go after Scamp, right, and he tries to find Scamp. But Lady does not give a goddamn shit.
Lady cares. No, Lady not, does. No. She just doesn't.
Not
she
doesn't once worry. Does Lady. She doesn't panic. No. Not once does Lady has, like, that nurturing, like, mother feeling of being like, oh, no, where's my Scamp? Oh, no, let's go find him. She just simply does not care that much.
She cares.
No.
Tramp cares more for some reason, and he runs off to the pound to go save Scamp, who he's in the same pen with that bear from earlier.
With the dog bear from the beginning.
And so then Tramp comes to save Scamp.
That almost kills Scamp.
From the dog bear.
Fucking Scamp.
And Tramp and Scamp, they find a way to take down the dog bear.
It's a bad... Tongue twister. Tramp and Scamp.
Tramp and Scamp. And then they... Oh, and Angel's there too, by the way. Angel's also there because she came with Tramp. Whatever. Right. And then... What else happens? I don't even remember what happens after that.
That's it. They beat him up and then they think that Tramp dies, but no. And
does Buster do anything? I don't think he does anything.
What does happen to Buster?
Oh, the other dogs leave him.
That's true.
Because the other they like Scamp, but he betrays Scamp. Buster betrays Scamp.
Right.
And then the other dogs are like, what the hell, man? That wasn't cool.
Right,
and
then, because when the dog catcher is catching Scamp, Buster's like, hey, because Buster like, helps. Buster's, no, he doesn't.
To get him caught is what I was going to say.
Yeah, Buster's there and Scamp's screaming like, Buster, help me. Like, we're supposed to be in the same, you know, mafia group. And Buster's like, no. And he just walks away. So now they all know that Buster betrayed Scamp. And they're all like, you know what? Being a house dog doesn't sound too bad. So, just kind of leave Buster behind.
Yeah, Buster is left by himself, and then Scamp goes back to tell Buster to get his collar, mainly.
Oh, yeah.
He goes back to get his collar, and Buster's like, "What'd you come? How'd you even get bit? Blah, 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 all this bullshit or whatever." And then Scamp is like, yeah, fuck you, basically. And Angel and Scamp and all the other dogs and Tramp, they all leave and they go back and they have a happy little family. And then Angel gets adopted into the family at the end.
Another dog. They already have Lady, Tramp, 3 lady kids, 1 boy kid, Scamp, and now Angel. These people, they just take whatever dog they want. Whatever dog shows up at their door or whatever dog another one of their dogs brings home, they're
Scamp's brought home Angel and he was like, Dad, I'm trying to, you know, and then he...
I'm trying to fuck, Dad.
Don't, like, do this to me.
Dad, come on.
And then Tramp is like, hey, owner, my kid's trying to fuck. Like,
but now
come on.
They're like step-siblings.
No, they're not. They're not step-siblings. They're just in the same house together. They're not step-siblings. They're in a relationship. I just assume that they just get married and have kids at the end, probably.
Aren't they, like, 13?
I don't know how old they are, okay? They are the same size, and they're different breeds, so you don't know. But I assume that they're both of age. I'm going to say that, right?
Hmm.
Probably. Just got to assume that.
The old dogs from the other movie are still here.
Yes, and the old Scottish dog
and the
hound that can't smell anything and always is like, my grandpa, you know, that one.
But they're here. They do nothing for the movie. But
I mean, they try to help find Scamp, but
they don't.
They do.
They don't.
They do.
How? They don't.
They go off and he's trying to like sniff and like smell him. Get his scent, and he doesn't because he's old and he can't smell anything.
So they don't do
they
shit.
They try, though.
Yeah, but they don't do shit.
Look, the effort, though.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
This is not an A for effort this participation movie, award kind of shit.
This movie is better than the first one.
It is.
And it's better than the Peter Pan one, quite frankly. So, on my final rankings for this movie, I'm going to give it a 4 out of 10.
I'll give it a 3.
It's a 4.
I'll give it a 3.
It's fine.
How are we switching? At the beginning, you were giving better, I mean, worse scores than me, and now I'm like, worse scores than
I don't know, dude. I think it should have probably gotten a 5, but I'm giving it a 4 because I just...
A 5?
Yeah. No. In terms of, like, the way that it... Look, no. Just because I don't like Scamp, I'm giving it a 4. But no. It's a 5.
It's not a 5.
But it's a 4, right? The way that they do the plot, the music is okay.
No.
Right?
No.
The new characters that they introduce are good. The villain is good. The way that, you know,
you didn't even know why the one dog had a French accent. It's a French bulldog, buddy.
Well, that's not my problem, dude. It kind of is. That's not a problem with the movie.
Well.
That's not the movie's fault that
all I know is that I was watching this and I just wanted to be watching Oliver and Company.
Okay. I don't think you should let that affect your score, to be honest. I don't think the fact that you want to watch a different movie affect your score of this movie. Stop. Whatever that is. When you're whole like, I want to watch Oliver. Well, we're going
to
get there.
We're going to get to Oliver and Company, and I'm excited because the music in Oliver and Company is so much better.
And the music in this movie isn't terrible. It's fine. It's better than most of the movies that we've watched, to be honest.
No.
We haven't gotten to any really good movies like with really good music yet. Unless you remember another one.
I mean, The Jungle Book.
The Jungle Book is good, but it's like, it's on the same level of this movie, to be honest.
Anyways, that has been it for today. Lady and the Tramp 1, awful. Lady and the Tramp 2,
it's okay.
Better than the first one. It's so if you're going to watch one, watch the second one.
Yeah, the second one.
Because they kind of recap the first movie and the second one. So just watch the second one.
Yeah.
You don't need to watch the first one to know what happens.
Yeah.
And then Peter Pan 2?
Don't watch it.
I mean, watch it. Don't. But if you want to laugh.
Watch the first one. It's better. And you don't need to watch the second one.
You just need to watch. If you're going to choose between one of the two, watch the second one. I mean, the first one.
The second one, you watch Lady and the Tramp. The first one, you watch Peter Pan.
There you go. And that's the best advice we can leave you with.
Yeah, exactly.
It has been Riley.
That's me and Amanda.
That's not me. Have a great rest of your 2021, buddies. Goodbye.